Hi there. The first thing I'd like you to do is take a big, deep cleansing breath. There's nothing better than just taking this big breath and then fully exhaling everything around you and that no longer serves you. I'd like you to get comfortable, but I encourage you to not lie down, just sitting comfortably in your chair, with your feet on the ground. You can be bare feet or have shoes on, whatever feels relaxing and comfortable for you. I want you to concentrate on the tiny muscles around your eyes. And I just want you to relax them and just fully and completely let go. And now the nose and the mouth and your chin. Relax all of those tiny muscles in your face and just let all those facial muscles just relax and just feel nice and loose and calm. And I want you to see in the screen of your mind the word relax, like it's just coming over a screen, and you see that word light up, relax. And take another big, deep cleansing breath, and just find yourself drifting a little deeper into this relaxation. And I want you to relax your neck and shoulder muscles. And let the neck and shoulder muscles just let go of all the tension and stress and worry. And I want you to let go and relax those back muscles on either side of your spine. Just let them relax. And then your chest muscles, your heart and your ribs, your stomach and your pelvis. Just let it all relax. And take a big, deep cleansing breath. And again, I want you to look up on the screen of your mind, and I want you to see the word relax. And as you see the word relax, you begin to drift a little deeper into relaxation. And then I want you to relax your arms from the top of the shoulders all the way down to your fingertips. Feel that relaxation flowing through your arms. Your upper arms, your elbows, your lower arms, your wrists, your hands, your fingers, and even your thumbs. And just relax. And take a big, deep cleansing breath. And again, I want you to look up in the screen of your mind, and you're going to see the word relax. And as you see the word relax, you begin to drift even deeper into relaxation. And now I want you to take your awareness back to the pelvic area and feel that relaxing feeling flowing down your legs, down through your thighs, the upper legs, the knees, the shins, ankles and your feet, and all the way down to your toes. And just relax the legs completely. Just feel it let go and get nice and loose, all the way from the top down to the tips of your toes. And take a big, deep cleansing breath. And I want you to look up onto the screen of your mind and see there the word relax again. And as you see the word relax, you begin to drift a little deeper into your relaxation. And now that you're completely relaxed from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes, every nerve, every cell, every fiber, and every consciousness of your being is relaxed. And you feel safe and you feel comfortable here. I want you to imagine that you're stepping inside a beautiful elevator. It's a big elevator. It's very roomy and airy. It's very comfortable. It's a beautiful elevator, like made of gold or brass. Imagine what your elevator looks like. And on the one wall is a panel with buttons. And you see it immediately. There's hundreds and hundreds of buttons on this one wall. That's how big this elevator is. And some of the buttons have numbers, but some have symbols, and some have shapes, and some have colors. It's beautiful, this wall of buttons. And you know that we're going to the floor that holds a past life that is going to give you answers about your physical body. So you're going to notice one of these buttons is going to stand out to you a little bit more than the rest. I just want you to notice the color, the shape, or the number on the button that you're the most drawn to. And take a big, deep cleansing breath and know that you are safe. And now you're going to press the button that you're the most drawn to, and the elevator will begin to slowly and very safely move. You will barely even notice that it's moving. But you notice behind you there's a comfortable chair in the spacious elevator, and you're going to sit down in the chair and relax, taking deep breaths and feeling very safe as the elevator slowly moves to the right floor that you need to be at. And at this time, you're going to take a moment and you're going to think about and you're going to feel what's lacking or what's needing in your physical health right now. So as the elevator is moving and making its way to the past life that you need to see, you're going to get images and pictures or feelings about what's going on with your physical body right now. It could be sickness, it could be your weight, it could be any physical pain you have, it could be any restrictions that you might feel or mobility issues. And right now, as you think of them, you're not going to feel the issues, they're just going to calmly come to your mind. And you're going to sink down very comfortably into the chair. And again, you're going to look up onto the screen of your mind and you're going to see the word relax and know that you're very relaxed, very safe, very comfortable on this journey. And you're now at the floor that you need to be on. And when the elevator door opens, you're going to step out into a past life that's going to hold many answers for you. You are not scared. You are confident and curious, not afraid, but instead welcoming for this new information to be shown to you. You know that each of your life scripts was written for you, by you, that you decided at the beginning of this lifetime and every lifetime the lessons that you needed to learn, the goals you needed to reach, the people you needed to help, the places that you needed to go. What you'll see now in this lifetime is how and what your physical body went through in this lifetime. Understanding what your physical experiences were here is going to help you in your current lifetime. You're not scared, you're very calm and relaxed, and you're going to see in this lifetime yourself and what's playing out in front of you, almost like you're watching a movie screen. You've stepped into the past lifetime that's happening around you. You'll know yourself as soon as you see yourself living here. When you look at yourself walking by, you can see all the details of this lifetime in an instant just by looking at your physical body. I'm now going to ask you some questions, and the answers will appear to you when you see and observe yourself in this lifetime. How did you live here? Where did you live here? Are you hungry, or are you full at the time you're seeing your physical body? What physical pain did you experience in this lifetime? When? Where? And why? Was there any physical trauma that took place here to you or to others around you that you witnessed? And remember, you're just a witness of this. This is not upsetting or disturbing to you. You are witnessing this lifetime as an observer and to gain information and knowledge. How did you pass away here? As you witness this previous lifetime unfold in front of you, you can see why and where you're carrying any of these things forward into your current lifetime. It becomes very clear to you what and where some of the physical ailments are that you're struggling with now. And as you see your life unfolding in this lifetime, it becomes clearer and clearer. It starts to take form as you witness yourself going about everyday tasks and how you managed this lifetime, how you managed living here. All you need to do is witness this lifetime and the lessons that was set out for you here. You are very aware, and you realize and know that you are the master of your destiny. You wrote the script here that played out. You made the plot. You decided what to do. No one else but you. Be with these memories now and be kind and loving to yourself and to all others in this lifetime. Let go of the trauma. See it releasing from you. You now have so many answers and so much knowledge and guidance that you've been given and shown. You know how these ailments may still be affecting you physically today, or that trauma may be affecting you today. You know where it came from, so now you're able to let it go. You turn and see the elevator behind you. I want you to take a big, deep breath. You have gained so much knowledge and wisdom to take back to yourself now in the lifetime that you're currently living. You have clear direction. You know how to repair and reverse this. You know how to heal your physical body. Step into the elevator and take a seat in the chair. And the doors will slowly close. As the elevator is going back to the main floor, you look down at your body and see a light over any areas that are concerning. You see a white light coming down from above you, right through the top of the elevator. You see that light going directly to any place on your body that needs to receive and release and to heal. The entire elevator is filled with this nurturing light from the divine. Any pain, addiction, health issues, weight, any and all physical problems are healing in this light and being removed from you now. Spirit is filling your body with the white light that is removing any toxicity, negativity, trauma, darkness. It is all leaving you now. You feel healthy, healed, and you know that the disease in your body is being removed. And you are now at the main level. The elevator stops and the doors open, and you are back in your body. You can feel your hands and your feet. Your body feels relaxed, rejuvenated, and healed. This past life knowledge has given you so many answers and so much valuable information. At this time, you can write down all that you've seen and know over the coming days, you'll continue to feel release and healing and the blessings that have been given to you. At any time you wish to return to this healing place or to go back into another past previous lifetime, each time you do this meditation, you may go somewhere different. Remember, there are hundreds of buttons. You merely just need to set the intention for the past life that you would like to go to heal any physical ailments or trauma that you may be carrying from that lifetime. Write down your notes, watch for symbols and signs, and know that your divine helpers and healers are on the other side, caring for you, nurturing you, and healing you, letting you be free of trauma that was not meant or needed to come into this lifetime. Take a deep cleansing breath. And so it is said, so it will be, and so it is.